Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. In the studio with us right now is Teresa Bly and her daughter Stephanie Bly. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah, well, the last Sunday of June, we always hold a Steve Bly Memorial Fun Run 5K walk. There's a lot of titles there, isn't there?
Yes.
And this past Sunday, we gathered for the last time, 19 years of doing that, Teresa.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a beautiful morning. Friends and family and some of Steve's classmates come. And,
yes.
It's a event to remember Steve.
Yes.
So, and yeah, well, I know you guys put a lot of work in that year in and year out. Your whole family does. And it's quite an event to remember Steve. So let's talk about Steve a little bit. Can we do that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Steve was a 16-year-old. I remember Steve as a 16-year-old, and he had a big personality. Big personality, didn't he?
Huge.
Stephanie. Yeah.
He loved being blonde. He had more like...
He had brown hair. His hair was about the little lighter than mine.
Yep.
And he started off doing just like a little bit of sun in, and then... That was maybe when he was like 14, and by the time he was 16, his hair was so blonde, it was white.
Yeah, he was going to Lori Broin, and she was dyeing his hair for
So
him.
Lori's responsible for that.
Yes, for that white hair.
Yep, he loved that.
Yep, I remember that well.
Yeah, he just had his own unique sense of style, so we always knew the last run would be tie-dye.
Yep.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, you got these great shirts that people were wearing Sunday. Talk about that, how that came about.
So I have actually been asking for tie-dye shirts for probably the last 10 years. And mom and dad, I think I started asking when dad was still alive. And they promised me like, okay, at the end, last run, we can do tie-dye.
All right.
And I held on to that this whole time. So
awesome.
We finally got them.
Yep. They look great. They're loud.
They're
very
loud.
You can see it
coming. Yeah.
And that's Steve, right?
Yes. Yes, that was his entire personality. He was like, boom, here I am.
Okay. Yeah, Steve was a great kid. I when I first started broadcasting cross country on the radio, I believe, Teresa, was the first year. And, you know, interviewing high school kids is difficult. You know, you get a lot, yep, no, yep, not Steve. He went on and made for great radio there. It was a good interview. I enjoyed interviewing him. Talk about it, cross country for Steve. He had a passion for cross country, right?
Yes, and you know, I do have to thank John Sherb and Steve Starrud. They were his cross country coaches. They made it fun for him. They taught him how to work hard with running, how to pace himself, and with their work and dedication to helping Steve, he did achieve his goal his sophomore year of being all conference.
Yeah, all conference, and I believe he was MVP too of the cross country team.
Yes, he was.
Now, and that was at a young age.
Yeah, 10th grade.
10th grade. Yeah, that was. I remember that. So this past Sunday, his friends and family gathered, as I mentioned earlier, in the parking lot of St. Michael's for the 19th year, and I really liked the display of the T-shirts. Every T-shirt was displayed on the fence. That was awesome. Who thought of that?
Lynn.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, I took a video of that. Went down one by one, and I remember every shirt. Give scholarships out every year.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And this year we had three scholarship recipients.
Okay.
And Brooklyn Olson, she is a member of the Church of St. Michael. And Chloe Ludvigson and Dylan Nicholson from Lacaparo Valley High School.
Okay.
And after awarding those three scholarships, we have awarded over 52,000 in scholarships.
Wow. That's awesome. And that's the Lacaparo Valley students.
Yes.
Over the years. Yep.
Yes.
And in 2020, because of the pandemic, we couldn't hold the event, but you still gave some scholarships out, Teresa, I believe.
Yes, and Steph and I actually announced them by video last year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
Because of COVID. But we wanted to bring them back this year to be recognized in public.
Nice
gesture. Some of them were able to come.
Yeah.
And they were?
Bree Colliff from Church of St. Michael, as well as Ashlyn Whitnable and Jordan Jan. And then from Lacaparo Valley High School, we had Rachel Bringle. We had Annika Trigested, Devin Fernholz, and then Mike Qual from the Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd cross country team.
Okay, good. Yeah, that $52,000 in scholarships is pretty good. Oh, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
It helps a lot of people, let me tell you. So, yeah, it takes a lot to put this event together. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, Mom does a lot of it, but when you started, it was kind of a, I don't know the right word, but it was aunts and uncles from both sides, almost like a committee of family who decided that they really wanted to just keep Steve's memory going, but also give my parents, mostly because I was young, I was doing my own thing, but give my parents something, not to Band-Aid, but just to kind of help them through that first year.
Right.
And throughout the years, it kind of changed who was helping, but my dad did a lot of it. Yep. And then Mom just kind of kept it going on her own. My Aunt Lynn helps a lot. My Uncle Craig. And yeah, what do you guys, put a lot of work into it. I usually show up on Friday and just do what I'm told, but you guys put a lot of work into that.
But I just bring out the notebook from year to year and
keep it going.
And just kind of keep doing the same thing and contacting people, and they just know to show up and help.
Yep. Stephanie, you ran in it one year, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
You trained hard for that.
I did. If you see my body, I am not made for distance running.
You inspired me.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, so I was actually in cross country with Steve one year, and it did not go well for me.
I didn't know that.
One of my favorite stories. Let me get by with some things, because I hated people cheering for me, and Steve would always try and grab after his run. He would try and grab some of his friends, and they'd come and try and cheer me on. And the one time, and I had told him, don't do that, don't do that. And I was a sassy child, and I just remember barely running through, but looking at him and just being don't talk to me. And so I distance is not my thing, but I love to run. I've enjoyed running for as long as I can remember. But it's also been a way for me. After Steve died, it's something that I feel like I can still do with him, if that makes sense. So I usually run on a treadmill. So the year that I ran it, I did most of my training on the treadmill, and I was it'll be fine. I run 3 miles often. It's fine.
On the treadmill.
It's very different. And so my friend Fritjof Ingebrigtsen basically pulled me through it. I'd be I'm going to take a break now. And he'd be you can take a break for a minute, and then we're going to go again. So I was training to do it again this year, and then my treadmill died. Oh. It genuinely, so I have a picture of Steve in my running room, and I had looked up and been I know I should probably get outside. And I was finishing off a quick mile, and it died. And I was okay, Steve, I get it. The more Mom and I talked about it, I decided this year I really wanted to be able to socialize and do that. But yes.
Yeah, I remember that when you were in training there.
Yes.
So bravo. That's awesome. Talk a little bit about why the last Sunday of June.
Oh, well, when we first met to establish the run, and we decided to go with that date because the first run was on Steve's 17th birthday.
Oh, okay.
So so that's how we came up with the last Sunday of June, and it's been on his birthday a couple times.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I know you had a balloon launch and stuff like that.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And, again, it was a way to help us get through the day.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Losing a child is... it has to be so difficult, and it never goes away, right?
Yeah. Right. You learn to live with with the loss.
Yep.
You learn to live with it, but with the support we've had,
and getting to just see people, and obviously my grief is very different from my parents, but getting to see people still remembering Steve,
yes.
We saw a lot of people today that we maybe hadn't seen for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
One of Steve's good friends who really helped our family through the first like year after he was there today, and we hadn't seen him in quite a while. So it was just, it's just nice seeing people remember him.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, your mother, well, you came into the studio on Friday and you gave me a picture of me interviewing Steve. And it brought me to tears, actually. Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen that picture. I don't remember seeing that picture before. I believe it's the first time I ever did a cross-country meet. And it was an Appleton golf course.
Yes.
I was about 100 pounds lighter, had a flip phone, and I was holding it in front of Steve's mouth and interviewing Steve. And who's the other cross-country
runner?
Peter Bramer, yep. I remember that because Steve was so... His personality was so big, and he always made you smile because you never know what was going to come out of his mouth. And he had a sense of humor like nobody else.
Yes.
And, you know, ever since that time, I interviewed him the first time. I always looked for Steve to interview him because he's such a great interviewer. Oh, gosh. And I always remember that. And so thank you for the picture.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna cherish it. I have it up in my office, and I always will have it. And always remember Steve that way.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Anything else you want to?
Oh, I did want to say, so we think today the furthest someone traveled, Steve's biological brother was here from Hawaii today. So he was one of the runners. So that was really special for us.
Oh, wow.
His biological mom, sister. I'm very close with the whole family. But yes, so his brother Matt came from Hawaii. So we think that was the farthest anyone traveled.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That was cool.
Yeah.
It was a nice surprise.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know.
Well, I just found out lately.
Yes. I was trying to hide it, but
it didn't work out. Well, it's always special to me because I get to see my nieces here.
Yes.
That's our time we get to spend with each other and take pictures, and it's always a special moment for me anyway.
Yeah.
So... All right. I know you have some thank yous over the years to give out, Teresa, mention?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to mention them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I already mentioned Steve Starrud and Coach John Sherb, Steve's coaches. But Tom Letrude, you know, after Tom passed away, Tom had been working with my Tom, and he just took over. And... we were just grateful for him. And then Matt Borman started working with Tom Letrude too, which was also a godsend because Tom Letrude missed one race due to illness. Mm. Matt Borman stepped up.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the Lacaparral Fair Board for always making sure the stage was there. I didn't have to ask. Mm. David Ludvigson, Steve's godfather, he always started the race. You know, after Tom passed away, David took over that role.
Okay.
And... Julie Ludvigson, Steve's godmother, for donating prizes, always making a blanket, and Steve's other godmother, my sister Renee, for making quilts for the raffle, Lenny Ramo, my sister-in-law, for always taking pictures and
just being there always.
Yep.
Always.
She's a good photographer.
She is. You know, and my brother Craig for leading the race, and my sister Madonna for doing the Facebook page. Well, you and Maynard for being there every year.
Yep.
And Judy Nelson for preparing the brunch. And, of course, the entire Madison community and the surrounding communities.
Yep.
Steve's classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mojo's for the shirts.
Mojo's, they did a fantastic job with the shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. And that last shirt's my favorite.
Yes, mine too.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, real good, Stephanie and Teresa. Thanks for coming in the studio and sharing about the last Steve Bly Memorial Fun Run Walk. Glad to be a part of it. And we will always remember Steve and Tom.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, for having us here today.
Yep.